Moncrief on News Talk.
Now this weekend, after a bit of a hiccup last Saturday, the Irish rugby team will face Scotland in their last match of the Six Nations. Given that, if they win, they will remain champions, you'd expect the atmosphere to be electric in the Aviva Stadium. But there have been repeated complaints that the atmosphere in Lansdowne Road is rather flat. The rugby pundit Donal Lenehan repeats that sentiment in today's Examiner. Good afternoon, Donal.
How are we doing, Sean?
You made the comparison of the atmosphere last weekend in Twickenham when England and Ireland were playing, and I imagine that was pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, it was really. I think, look, there's been a lot of complaints about the atmosphere in the Aviva for a long time. I've heard it from numerous people, a lot of it revolving around the drink being sold during the match, the fact that people can bring drinks back to their seats. As a consequence of that, people watching the match, they're constantly getting up and down to leave people go to the toilets come back with drinks in their hand. And it's impacting massively on the atmosphere. Interestingly, I did note on Saturday there was drink being served in Twickenham and you could bring it to your seats. And I asked people, I flew back after the game on Saturday night and I asked people about it. Obviously, there was a lot of Irish fans on the plane. And they said, no, it wasn't an issue. I think that, number one, there could be a bit more room between the seats. But secondly, the game was so engaging that everybody was focused on what's happening on the field. But that doesn't seem to be the case in the Aviva, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, maybe does that say something at least about some of the people who are going to these games? That there mightn't be our most diehard rugby fans. They're going for a bit of a jolly and a few pints, really, rather than worrying too much that they might miss some crucial part of the game.
Yeah, look, I think that applies to all sports, particularly at international level. And when you're in stadia of the, you know, the size of say the Aviva or Twickenham or whatever. But I think people are entitled to have a drink if they want to. But you look at the GAA. I mean, I'm a regular visitor to Croke Park or to Páirc Uí Chaoimh here in Cork. You can buy a drink in the concourse, but you can't bring it back to your seat. And that makes a huge difference. I just don't understand how people pay up to 150 or 60 euro for a ticket and they don't actually sit down and watch the match. No, I get the fact some people, there's corporate gigs, people are invited, that they mightn't be 100% invested in what's happening on the field. And that's fair enough, but you shouldn't allow that impact on the enjoyment factor for the genuine supporter who's travelled to the game and who wants to see what's going on the pitch.
Yeah, no, because I've heard reports and read reports that even at, you know, international matches, you'll see empty seats in the Aviva.
Yeah, well, that can happen for different reasons. But, again, I would imagine you've a lot, for example, travel companies bringing foreign fans to the game. They might have a block of tickets for whatever reason. They mightn't have arrived or whatever. But look, I don't think that's the issue that we're talking about here. I mean, it's really like I suppose I was prompted in this. I got an email from an old friend of mine who's been a diehard supporter for Ireland. And he reckoned that, Ireland against Italy, Ireland got 6 tries. And he reckoned that 60% of the people missed most of them. 2 weeks later, my sister and my brother-in-law were at the Welsh game. And they've been going to Lansdowne Road, going back to what I was playing myself, which isn't today or yesterday. But they made the exact same comment against in that Welsh game. And, you know, it's we have a once-in-a-generation team at the moment, and I know we were beaten fair and square on Saturday, but they deserve support. And you look at the two away games that Ireland have played in the Championship this year. I was lucky enough to be in Marseille on an incredible night, a brilliant game again. Ireland put in an outstanding opening performance. But the atmosphere in that stadium was raucous. And likewise in Twickenham, and they, you know, England they've had a poor time of it of late, and their fans, you know, they speak with their feet. They, like, it isn't that long ago since England were booed in Twickenham in a World Cup warm up game against Fiji last September. So, but they responded to the performance on the field last Saturday. The crowd got behind that England team and played their part. And you know, I think that this Irish team deserves The same thing to happen when the opposition come to Dublin.
Yeah. Is there any particular reason why they allow people, as far as you can ascertain, why people are allowed to bring drinks to their seat rather than it's corralled in where the bar is?
Yeah, but look, I think it's all part. And look, we've got to accept sponsorship and drink sponsorship in particular as part and parcel of modern professional sport. Whatever rights the drink holders have for the Aviva, it encompasses drink being allowed to be consumed in the stand. Like, that's not the case in, as I say, in Croke Park, where you have designated areas. You can go out to the bar, stand in the concourse and watch the game from there. Mm. But I just know if I was there, like, I'm lucky enough, I suppose, to be in one of the best seats in the house. More often than not, I'm in the media or in the commentary area. So, but if I had paid that kind of money to go to a match and I was getting up every 3 or 4 minutes to leave someone in and out, I'd go ballistic. That's not what I'm here for.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our listeners by the name of Conal says the reason why the atmosphere is so bad is because it's full of Southsiders. I won't expect you to comment on that, Donal. Thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Donal Lennon there, the rugby commentator and columnist. Someone says playing loud music during games in the Aviva really doesn't help. It drowns out the crowd, makes it difficult to discuss what's happening on the pitch. The atmosphere is bad because rugby is not a good sport. People go because it's the only sport Ireland are good at. I left Ireland in 2001 and nobody really liked rugby. Came back 10 years later and all I saw was the number three everywhere. Actually, the rest of Conal's text is the problem is they've too many Southsiders. Have you ever been to a party in South County Dublin? Sure, the food's good and the wine is expensive and the beer is IPA, but Jesus, the company is dull as. When I go to stadiums for matches or gigs, says Sad Boy in Limerick, I get a few small bottles of wine at the bar and they last for the whole match. Added bonus, no toilet trips because way less volume of liquid. The reason there's no atmosphere in the Aviva is because real fans aren't getting the tickets, says the texter. And well, I suppose we can't know definitively why that's happening, but there seems to be kind of a sense that perhaps that's happening. It's all corporate muppets and influencers getting freebies and taking selfies. That's why. John in Limerick makes a similar point. There are too many corporate tickets and D4 types there for an Instagram opportunity. And a kickoff to a piss up in Ballsbridge. No real supporters there anymore, says John. Though somebody else says, text it in to defend the Aviva or Lansdowne Road. Personally, I find this negative anti-Lansdowne Road agenda quite bizarre, given how the dull atmosphere at many GAA games is quite poor, to say the least. But it's never mentioned. The truth is the atmosphere in the Aviva has been fantastic at times, such as the most recent games against France in both rugby and football and against New Zealand in rugby. If there has been a problem with the atmosphere, it's been arguably more attributable to the poor form of the international football team, plus the fact that the Irish rugby team has been largely dominating most of the other teams in the fortress that is now the Aviva. It's a fabulous stadium and certainly a damn sight better than the ramshackle stadium it used to be, prior to the development. Yeah, I don't think it's actually about the stadium per se, and the stadium is magnificent. I think everybody would accept that. It's, as Donal said, and I sort of heard this from people and read it from many people, the sense that people are kind of coming in and out, and perhaps because of the popularity of rugby, that there are a lot of people there who might necessarily be rugby fans.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.